What I can say is that some arrests have been made and investigations are currently underway, and I would not wish to jeopardize the course of investigations by talking beyond what I am saying now.
So what is the government's position on this bomb throwing ahead of the election, especially looking at how far Rwanda has come after the 1994 genocide?
I think bomb throwing against innocent populations, against the presence of high concentrations of civilian people doing their ordinary business, is a crime of unimaginable proportion. And anybody who does it, whether it's towards the elections or not, whether it is in the evening or morning or nighttime, is a horrendous act, and we condemn it in the strongest terms.
Well, Honorable Karugarama, some people are speculating that because of the upcoming election, there seemed to be a plot to thwart preparations ahead of the elections and possibly cause confusion in the country ahead of it. How prepared is your government to ensure that there's peace and stability and tranquility for all Rwandans ahead of the election?
I think, to the best of my knowledge, they will not get far. I think the security apparatus is well placed to deal with those types of criminal-minded elements of our society. This country has been safe and stable, very secure in all aspects for the last 15 years, or maybe let's say the last 10 years. And a few people with evil minds are not going to be able to dislodge the collective will of the Rwandan people. This is a nation that has suffered heavily, and this is a country that people are prepared to ensure it doesn't go through the same turmoil that it has experienced. So yes, there will be elements that will try, and yes, they'll fail, and they'll be dealt with decisively.
What charges will be filed against the mastermind or those that are found guilty, or that investigation concludes that had a hand in the bomb-throwing incident?
I think once the investigations reveal the role played by any individual person in the grenade throwing, the charges preferred against them will depend largely on what role they played. Some will have directly thrown the grenades. Others will have been involved in the planning. Others will have been engaged as coordinators. So there will be multiple charges, and it's difficult to say which charges would be preferred against any particular person. But collectively, I think they would all be charged with murder that resulted into the throwing, with the conspiracy to commit murder, and other related charges that would usually fall for people that aided and abetted or collaborated or in any way did some work, including planning. So the charges would be multiple. I don't want to say that it will be this charge or that charge against such a, and such a person. I think we have to wait until the investigations are complete.
What assurances can you give ordinary Rwandans, especially in the face of this bomb attack last week, and their safety ahead of the election?
We can give them, I think, the guarantees that so far they have enjoyed security, thanks largely to the security personnel in this country, and that they should rest assured that those efforts will not deter either the elections or the peaceful living of the Rwandan people. They will definitely be dealt with decisively. Nobody has tried it and succeeded, and this one will not succeed either.